With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello!
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch Podcast, where we bitch about The Bachelor. This is the second podcast episode for season 7.
Yes.
With Matt Agnew, our beautiful astrophysicist boy. Danielle, how are you going?
I'm good. I'm in Tasmania, which means we're not in the same room. Have been very sick today because I'm allergic to cats and I've been house sitting with Jono at Jono's dad's house, and they have a cat, Cookie, who's beautiful and a sweet, sweet angel who I love. And I've gotten too close to her, but it's okay. I've been taking my antihistamines. But then last night we went out to Jono's mum's house, and they have a cat out there, Zeppy, and he's like this big black cat. And I think he's just got more pheromones or something, because my throat was closing over last night and I couldn't really breathe.
Ugh.
And I woke up this morning and like my whole body was aching from coughing all night, like all my stomach muscles. And for some reason, my inner thighs are really sore. And I made Jono buy me some deep heat that he can rub in there later. And
painting a beautiful picture here, Danielle.
It's a beautiful holiday. I got a ventilator because to clear my throat. So if it happens again, I'll be all right. But yes, currently right now I feel dead.
Holiday.
Yay.
Celebrate.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I saw this morning someone I know posted something online, and I think they're in a pyramid scheme.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. I like to catch people before. I don't know whether to say something now, because they'll obviously be like, they won't want to listen because they've just put down a bunch of money. Yeah, I was on the phone to my sister and she was driving to meet up with my high school bully. This is like years after. And she tried to add me on Facebook as well. And I was like, no. And then my sister's like, oh, she's been really nice. She's been reaching out to me. She's doing this talk about these pills that are really like good for you. And I was like, turn the car around. And she was like, why? And I was like, it's a pyramid scheme. And she was like, what's a pyramid scheme?
Oh my God, no! Your sister Nellie got dragged into that. She would have.
Yeah, and I explained it to her, and then she's like, oh, okay, I'm getting off the freeway and I'm turning around. And I was like, thank God. Can you hear Tarzo?
Yeah, I can hear him. Little he's having shit. A nice time.
All right, hang on 1 second. Oh, my God. Oi! What the hell? Get me. You naughty boy. I'll get you. Sorry about that.
That's
right. I've had Tarzo for a year now.
Congrats. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. He's so beautiful and he's a complete fucking psycho, but I love him so much.
He is a beautiful angel and a complete psycho.
Yeah, it's true. He's all of those things. Anyway, and then I'm sorry I was late getting onto the pod, but it's right before I was about to call you, my family called me and it was my mum babysitting my niece and nephew and showing them something called the Shoebox Project or something, where it's basically you get a shoebox and you fill it with like toys and clothes and stuff. You like buy stuff for disadvantaged kids. So she was like explaining to my niece and nephew that some kids don't get toys because their parents can't afford them. And then I nearly started crying. So I've been on a roller coaster all morning.
What a day.
They're showing me their shoe boxes. I was like, okay. I got beautiful niece and nephew. I got my beautiful dog for a year.
Did I ever tell you about the, did your school do the Caritas boxes?
No.
Caritas, it's like a charity, and you get like little boxes that you like fold up into like a coin. So you put all your spare coins in there, and then at the end of like the month or whatever, you take them into school and the teachers send them away. And it's money for kids in a foreign country, whatever. And I never got pocket money as a kid, so when I would take mine back, it would be filled with... For some reason, I had heaps of those, like, Peruvian dream dolls. You know, the ones you put under your pillow to take away your nightmares or whatever?
And absolutely not. I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Okay.
Well, I had some Peruvian dream dolls. I don't know if that's what they're called now. And I would just, send my Caritas box back with, like, 6 Peruvian dream dolls in it. Which would have seemed very insensitive to the people at Caritas who opened it and were like, does this child think that these kids will no longer be in poverty if they just have one of these Peruvian dream dolls?
Well, nightmares slow you down for sure.
That's true.
But no, everything you're saying is completely alien to me.
Okay.
It must be a Townsville thing.
Maybe. Who knows? Could be a Queensland thing.
Yeah.
Other people would have heard of Caritas. I'm not alone.
I'm in an ad that's in Queensland at the moment. People have been reaching out.
Oh, what's the ad for?
Me on their television. It's for not texting and driving.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
You shouldn't text and drive. No, no, no.
You shouldn't. It's made me think about it more because I was thinking about like how embarrassing it would be if I was in that ad and then died from texting and driving. So it's worked on me.
That would be embarrassing. Or even worse, somebody takes a photo of you texting and driving on the roads.
Well,
and then you're
yeah, I think dying
online.
Would still be worse, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but you're not around to see that shame, you know? If you
true.
Survive, you've got to live with the shame.
That is true. I knew a guy once who... His like picture went viral and it was like this outrage. It was on A Current Affair and stuff because he was on the freeway and he was driving and both of his legs were out the window like
what?
Like his ankles crossed over each other like he was just like relaxing.
Out the window while he was driving?
Yeah, he had cruise control.
Oh my God.
It's like the stupidest thing.
I mean, I love cruise control, but all you can do is cancel cruise control. You can't put your brake on.
No, you can't. Anyway, there was like a picture of it somewhere and he just like got, oh my God, all the news was like, who is this man? And it was so thrilling to know who it was. And
I mean,
like,
why would he do
course.
That though? He's an idiot. He was looking for attention.
Yeah.
That's like.
Yeah, it's just one of those blokes who's just like lives carefree, but to the point where it's like, oh, like, do you, like.
That's not even
comfortable. Do you even have a bank account?
Yeah, that's just not even a comfortable way to sit as well.
Well, he was reclined. I mean, I don't recommend it. I'd say no one do that. Because you'll get roasted by Tracy Grimshaw. I'll tell you that much.
And probably die.
Yeah, and the police as well. All right. So, The Bachelor. Let's get into it.
So excited to talk
about
it.
Some news this week that Matt, the astrophysicist, has been working for NAB.
Yes.
Now, here's where our education on banking really comes under the spotlight and we see how dumb we are. But the biggest four banks, there was just a royal commission that said that they all scam the shit out of everyone. And now he's working for them. So well, people are not only like, A... This is so much less sexy than staring into the night sky looking for a new home. But B, you're working as an analyst for, like, an evil corporation.
Well, he's... Okay, so the thing that I kind of like about it, though, is that he's working at the NAB to developing artificial intelligence, which, by the way, is way cooler than being an astrophysicist. Makes me think, like, this guy's got
bank
some grit.
Artificial intelligence.
He could be a bit evil, you know? There's something
you
about
like
a bad
that?
Boy. There's something about a bad boy. It's, I don't know. He's
a
it's,
bad boy?
He's a bad boy, and he's making artificial intelligence for some sort
That's
of
That's not bad
robot.
Boy. That's just shit nerd.
Anyway, I kind of like the idea that he's making robot bank tellers that will one day go evil. Personally,
one day, the bank's already evil, Danielle.
Yeah, I know, but the robots aren't yet. And I want the robots to turn against this. Because you know I want to end up living in the country off the land where the robots
just
won't go.
Just go do it. You don't need to wish death upon all that exists to go live off the fat of the land. Can you just take the apocalypse out of it and buy a farm?
No. Because this is, I can't leave my career now.
What? So, okay. So
honestly,
you...
I need it to get to the point where you don't need money. We go back to a bartering system. And also heaps of people are dead so I can pilfer their houses for things to barter to start my farm. That's honestly, because I don't have enough capital to start my own farm.
Well, honestly, I don't support your dream. Random of me.
Okay,
but...
well, guess what? You're not allowed on the farm.
Great. I will most likely be dead. I will not survive in any sort of dangerous disaster apocalypse scenario.
Okay,
I will
well,
be the first
Mark,
to go.
He's welcome on the farm because he'll teach us how to make prosciutto.
Yeah, that is true. He would do a good job of that. He can chop wood. I saw it in a picture once. Okay, so first we open with it's old girls versus new girls. They keep talking about this like they didn't come in a week apart.
Yeah, they're not old girls. They're not new girls. They're girls who came in a few nights apart. Because also, like you said, it takes a few nights to film the opening thing. The
yes.
opening ceremonies and stuff. So they're probably only really like
the opening
3 days
ceremonies.
Later. I don't know.
Nikki Webster was there. Flying around. There
I
was
saw
a
Kathy Freeman light a torch.
Anyway, our first date is the date that Ellie earned, the golden ticket one, where she gets to go to Matt's hometown of Melbourne. Now,
yes.
we said we flagged some things that we thought would be interesting. The
wrong.
The,
All
the
of them
tall,
were wrong.
What's the tall building? Why have I now forgotten the name?
I don't know.
Eureka the, Skydeck.
Yep.
Melbourne Star. I thought
Luna
that could
Park.
Be interesting. Frickin' even like Fitzroy or something. Some nice shopping and cafes. No. I can't believe where they went. I'm so pissed off about it.
Yeah,
fucking
that's not
Flemington
Melbourne.
Racecourse. Boo! We've talked before about how much we hate the races.
Yeah.
Yuck. Yuck.
Yeah, I didn't understand this date. I
really?
Didn't understand
because
it at all.
You didn't understand why they did it?
Well, I mean, yeah, to promote, because everything in The Bachelor is like about selling stuff.
Oh, I got so pissed off when I saw the tab ads in the ad break. I was like, I'm putting my foot down. He's working for fucking NAB. You're advertising gambling. I'm over it.
Okay, so I take it you haven't had any more sex dreams about Matt this week?
No, I have not. Sometimes that's all I need to keep me going is just sex dreams about people. And my brain is telling me that he is now too corrupt for me to thirst after. So, unfortunately, that's how it goes. So, they walk around Flemington Racecourse, and they talk about the lawn. Because,
yep.
I mean, it's the lawn is nice, but what else? There's no one there. It's not like they're at the races. I mean, it's good precursor, because when you win The Bachelor, all you do is go to the races. So, then they talk to Gay Waterhouse, who seems to be a woman whose name we should probably know.
Yeah, she's, I think
a
she's
horse trainer?
A big horse, yeah, I don't know. I think, I've heard her name before, but I don't know what exactly she does, you know?
Brutal to the people who are getting mad at us when they listen to
yeah.
this.
Yeah, sorry, we're not big horse racing fans.
I hate the races, and I'll never like it. Someone came after us for saying that we both don't like the beach, and we think the beach is shit, by the way.
Well,
they said, never come to Perth, you'll get bullied.
Stop it. I've been to Perth, and guess what? They didn't bully me for that reason.
So, cop that. Okay. They hold the Melbourne Cup,
yep.
which is... I'm trying to... Whatever. They ride around on horses
well,
or something.
Well, can I say... Gay Waterhouse, after they've held the Melbourne Cup up, she goes, "You can't go to Flemington without riding a horse." Most people go to Flemington and do not ride a horse.
I'd say tens of thousands of people do that.
I would say way less people ride horses at Flemington than people who do not ride horses.
Yes. I mean, those are the stats. Let's get her on the line. Let's call her up.
Gay, you were wrong there. You should have edited that script and said, you know what? A lot of people never get the chance in their lives to ride a horse at Flemington. Guess what? This is an special, exclusive treat just for you two.
We really hate the races. Whatever. They talk or something. They have chemistry, I guess. They kiss, she gets a rose.
Yeah.
Was there anything else of note?
No, they seemed sweet. I hate... One of the things that I forgot that I dislike about The Bachelor is that they always... Like, when they're doing the chats one-on-one with the people, they always make them laugh heaps. They're like, can you say your joke again but then laugh at your joke at the end? Because on screen it'll come across as awkward if you don't laugh at the end.
Hmm.
But... And that's why Rachel... is coming across as bitchy just because she's not laughing at the end of all her jokes. If she did a little, like, giggle at the end, we'd be like, ha-ha, Rachel, she's so silly.
This is funny coming from you who notoriously, when you do stand-up, you laugh at the end of every single one of your jokes.
I mean, honestly, they're hilarious. How can you not?
All right. I couldn't relate to this date at all. I don't care about it, honestly. It's too bougie, too rich. Yuck. I hate it. Anyway, all right. There's a group
date. It's not
date.
Even that bougie as well, though, because they got in that horse and carriage, and I saw they did, like, an aerial shot of the horse and carriage riding them away, and the horse had done a massive shit because I saw them drive off, and there was, like, a big shit on the pavement, and I was like, that's funny. They were just sitting there smelling that shit for ages.
You've got such a good eye for stuff like that, Danielle.
Oh, if there's shit, I'm seeing it.
Okay, there's a group date card, and it's some of the new girls and some of the old girls, and this is worth spending 5 minutes on for some reason. They go to their group date in Hyundai's, which... I mean, according to this little segment, I have some great features, some voice recognition. I mean, the cruise control. Put your feet up in that one, I'd say.
I zone out during the ads. I can't help it. Even though I know it's not an ad, it's part of the show. I zone out and go to the toilet usually.
Go to the toilet?
Yeah, I'm a fast peer.
We find out that Matt loves the footy. That is another strike against him in my book.
Yes, I didn't like it. Also, by the way, if he liked footy, then he would hate watching this game. Because
why?
Because it apparently nobody... I mean, I didn't know because I don't know anything about football, but Jono was watching it going crazy because he's like, none of this makes any sense. They're not playing the game properly at all.
Well, yeah, I was barely watching, to be honest, so I can't confirm or deny that. And even when I've been to the footy before, I just know that every now and then everyone just yells, ball! And I never know why, but I've just never been.
I've never been to the AFL.
I mean, it's a fun atmosphere, but, I mean, in the end, they're just kicking a ball back and forth until someone has kicked it more times through some sticks. And then apparently that's worth tens of millions of dollars. Okay, so Osha says, GWS are the only team in New South Wales with a men's team and a women's team, which is pretty fantastic.
Yep.
I beg to differ. I think if more teams had men's and women's teams, that would be fantastic. Just the way he phrased it was like, they're the only team! How good's that? Anyway, like, good on them for finding one team in New South Wales. I don't know. For some reason, I hate AFL, but I'm still a little bit like, well, Melbourne does it better.
Weren't they? I'm confused. I thought they were the Port Adelaide somebodies.
No, they're GWS.
I have
Greater
no
Western
idea.
Sydney Giants, one of the two newer teams in the AFL.
Oh my God, I have no idea about anything.
No, you absolutely do not. Anyway, whatever, they play some football.
Yep.
Did you pay attention to this at all?
Not at all. I just remember Nicole scored the first goal and then she was so proud of herself for scoring a goal against a bunch of people who clearly did not want to play. Okay.
And Mary really didn't want to play.
No. Nope.
I would have been Mary in that. Hey, she didn't even know how to hold the ball, which is understandable. It's a weird shaped ball. But she obviously knew literally nothing.
No, I don't think they explained the rules at all to them. Because they didn't play by any rules, I don't think. And also, they seem to, like, have a small bit where they're like, we're doing modified rules. And then all the girls are like, that ain't even a regular rule, so whatever.
Yeah, it would just seem to be Monique. I mean, there was a few of them.
It was Monique versus Nicole, well. Apparently. I don't know what happened. I zoned out, and then all of a sudden it was 12-all. Next goal wins between Nicole and Monique. Who will win 5 minutes with Matt?
Mary says there should be an easier way to find love. Can't help but agree, Mary. This is so stupid. Nicole wins the game. She wins the
best and fairest
winning goal, and then Matt declares her the best and fairest, which he seems to just be going off best.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't unfair. None of this matters. God, I hate it. They have their little couch time, their little aside, and they talk about, I feel like they try and edit it so that Nicole looks really self-centered. Yeah, but I think she was just having a conversation.
Yeah, because they just edited it so she was just listing all the sports that she plays.
Yeah.
Or that she's good at.
Which makes her a huge bitch, apparently. They're like, oh God, look at this bitch saying that she played hockey. Get rid of her. He gives her she's like, I'm going to get a patch. And he gives her a rose, but then he accidentally breaks the rose off. And then it's too awkward for a kiss. But who knows? Maybe he never wanted to kiss her. You know what I think he's doing, which is dangerous? He's setting a precedent that he always gives a rose. So,
I mean, like, didn't Nick always give a rose as well this early on? Like, don't they always give a rose this early on?
I mean, I just think it's stupid because that means when you don't give someone a rose, it's like the kiss of death. And that's like when, I feel like it was last season as well, Nick didn't give a rose because there was only like 4 people left or something. They were like, oh, no, he's breaking up with me. But it's like, no, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Bad precedent to set, I think. Yeah.
Okay, I agree. I agree. You've got me. I agree.
Unless also, he just wants to pash them all.
I think he needed to give her a rose, though, for the drama to ensue, which is that they went back to the house and then Nicole was, like, saying, oh, he definitely wanted to kiss me. I could have kissed him if he wanted to, but I'm not that type of girl or something.
She wanted to leave him wanting more.
Yeah.
Great defense for just not getting kissed. So then they have a cocktail party. Osha comes and says there's a single date about race cars. I can't believe how much I did not care about this episode.
It was so boring.
It's like we're still seeing the personalities develop. It's going to get good soon. So he says there's a single date. He drops the card. Like obviously Matt's going to choose someone by the end of tonight to invite on this date. And it's it's something to do with fast cars or some bullshit.
Yeah.
And Nicole really wants this because she came in on a motorbike.
A dirt bike. Yeah, she came in. She's a cool girl.
Even though she just got a rose. So it's like, you're probably not going to get it. And so everyone's trying to impress him. Monique sends him on some little scavenger hunt or something.
I completely missed that. I did zone out at that point.
There was like a motorcycle helmet on the ground or something, and then he picked it up and she was like, this is me. That's all I saw. But you've got him talking to Monique, and Monique's charming him, and then there's just Rachel and Nicole like just standing like in the bushes to the side, and they're just like they're so upset. They're like, Monique this, Monique that. Well, guess what? I don't even care. Like, I don't even want that date, so she's probably going to get it, but I don't even care. And I tweeted this, and then BuzzFeed posted it without tagging us. But it really reminded me of being, like, a teenager at, like, shed parties when, like, the guy I had a crush on that week was, like, making out with someone else, and you just stand out in the forest with your friend And you're like, whatever, I don't even care. Like, let's just get another vodka cruiser. And like,
I do remember then, consoling that friend.
Oh, okay. So you were never.
Well, right. Naomi, let me put it this way. I've never had a crush on the conventional man. Let's just say.
I can see that.
Not many people will passion my crush.
Oh, no. That is funny. That's good. You aim for the weird one. Yep. You never have to compete with anyone.
Yeah, I don't know what it was about. I don't know. I honestly have no idea
why. I want to see Jono as the Bachelor.
What? Only if I also get cast as a Bachelorette and we know I'm going to win.
No, because he wouldn't choose anyone anyway. So I just like to watch them, just see them like drop like flies, whether they would leave or whether they would like still try to go after him when he's saying like just weird, rude stuff to all of them. Asking them if they're happy or if they like themselves, whether they'd be like, I want to go home, or whether they'd be like, I like that he's so different. That I would watch.
I would like to watch that too, honestly. A few people go into a crisis of self.
I'd like to watch you watching that, because a girl would get out of a car with like the weird like boot doot 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 weird music and you'd be like really threatened.
Yeah, that would
be like, she's the one.
No, get her away.
Anyway, Monique gets this date time that we'll see in the next episode. Spoiler alert, we've already seen it, and she gets a rose too, I think, and then Nicole is like crying because, I don't know, she's probably just drunk and insecure and in a stressful environment. Mm-hmm. People chose to read it as, oh, she's such a bitch.
I mean, she did like, say she's just a blonde fucking bitch with tan.
I mean, I feel like she's projecting a little bit, to be honest. It's a weird thing to throw at someone when that is literally you as well.
I mean, she doesn't have tan. She seems quite white, so she's just a blonde bitch. She's just a blonde fucking bitch with no tan.
So we get to the rose ceremony. Matt sends home three brunettes. Yeah. Now, this is where I start to feel attacked, because he seems to only be interested in women of color or blonde white women, which means I have absolutely no shot.
You already said that you didn't want a shot after the NAB thing.
It might have been after this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
See, I only liked him because in my dreams he laughed at my jokes, which is like basically just him liking me. But now I'm like, he probably wouldn't like me.
Because you've got brown hair. So now I'm like,
because I've got brown hair. That's all right. I could dye it blonde.
Okay.
Do you think, okay, so someone told me that Matt went to a Christian all-boys private school. Does that turn you off him immediately, or is it just me?
No, that turns me off him, because I assume then he's been brought up in that culture that, well, we know what has happened with a lot of people who went to all-boys private snob schools.
Yeah, they're all fucked.
Yeah.
It really and someone told me that like, they knew him through other people, and the people he were friends with were all like, now this is no comment on him, we don't know about him, but these two guys that this person texted me about, they were both like liberal voters.
Mm-hmm.
And like real conservative. And I'm like, does he come from money? Because if he comes from money, then I automatically am like, no.
Did he come from money?
Like, I can't. Well, I don't know. He went to a nice school, but, I mean, that doesn't.
Yeah. He could have got there on a scholarship. Who knows? Do we even
I
do
mean,
scholarships?
We know where he's from. I don't know. But anyway, on the off chance that that is, I've been trying to get a read on, like, what his actual personality is. I messaged him to ask if he's a gamer, but he did not respond.
Rude.
Because I feel like you can tell a lot about a guy by the games he plays, if he plays games.
Okay. Anyway, so three people left, Tattoo, Jesse, Renee, and Jessica.
Yes, just three women with brown hair.
Yes. Okay, next episode, let's move
episode
on.
Episode four, when Monique is getting her date, Matt picks her up in a Ferrari.
Yep.
cool.
Which and I they would drive. Never ever want to drive a Ferrari ever.
Really?
Yeah, I just feel like you look like an idiot.
It probably has pretty good upholstery.
Yeah, maybe I'd be all right with the inside. I feel, but I feel like the outside's too like, hey, look at me, I'm cool.
Attention grabbing.
Yeah, and it was
that's
a red
how I
one
feel
too.
In my new pants.
Yeah.
In my new pants, I'm like, oh, God, people are probably looking at me.
Just wear a
like,
trench coat
yeah,
with it.
Of course
it.
They are.
It's a good look.
What is the point of wearing the pants?
They can get a hint to the bottom. And then when you open your coat up to put your hands on your hips, which I know you do, they see the full pant.
And then I'd really hit them with it.
Yep.
They drive in their Ferrari to a hangar. There's some planes.
Yeah.
And they're going to go in these planes and they're little planes and they're going to weave around each other in the planes.
Yep. Anyway, they got in separate planes, so they weren't actually together for the date. They were in
separate
planes.
Yeah, but they were pretty close.
Radioing each other.
I mean, if you're on a plane, you're not really like... If you're in one of those planes, you wouldn't be able to interact properly anyway.
I mean, you'd be able to get a head rub, maybe. Somebody could scratch your head. Which, for some people, that's a nice thing.
Is that you?
No, because when Jono scratches my hair, he mats my hair. So I just scratch his hair.
Okay, well, moving on. They're in the planes, and the planes are going upside down or some shit. They're weaving around each other. Oh my God, it's so exciting. They get back down. Wow, what an adrenaline rush. It's a perfect mood to find love. And then they have some couch time in the hangar with the plane parked right behind them. Now, it looks like they both worked in the mines.
Yes, I think that's what they were saying.
So they don't like fly in, fly out. Who would? And now this is where Matt actually says something a bit woke. Under the guise of something that sounds a bit sexist. He says, it's rare to find someone who looks so stunning and gets out there and does that. And then he says, I know that's tough for a woman. But what I believe he's trying to say is that you would get harassed to shit in the mines looking like Monique.
Yes.
However, and that she must have strong character to work through that.
However, I still feel like he was saying you're beautiful and it's uncommon for somebody so beautiful to be out in the mines. Usually... the women in the mines are not as beautiful as you. That's what I felt like he was saying. Can I get you to Google somebody? Because I think this person looks a bit like Monique.
Okay.
Okay, so her name is Chloe from The Only Way is Essex.
Just loading.
Okay.
A little bit.
Specific photos, which is hard.
Yeah, the blonde ones.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
I
she looks like her. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think
she also looks like, someone pointed out she kind of looks like Sophie from last season.
Yeah, somebody said that, but I couldn't see it.
They're both blonde.
Okay, yes. Okay.
She looks like a lot of people. She's clearly got a little bit of work done to perfect any of the features that were maybe a little bit... characteristic-y?
Yeah.
The point of plastic surgery is to soften all your edges that make you an individual. Which works well for Instagram. Because that's what people want to see. Have you seen pictures of Kim Kardashian lately?
No. Why?
It's like she's been promoting this new makeup line and like... It literally to the point it doesn't even look like her. Like, it looks like almost computer generated. And everyone was just like, who the fuck is this? And then in the next one, she looks similar as well. So I'm trying to figure out if she's gotten some plastic surgery or if she's just like photoshopping it to shit to the point where she looks like... Have you seen those CGI influencers on Instagram?
No.
So there's these like CGI influencers that are literally just computer generated like they're fake people, but they have like hundreds and thousands, sometimes millions of followers, and then like brands pay them to just like be wearing their stuff.
Oh.
So it's just computer generated images of like fake people wearing like Dior.
Wearing fake clothes?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a real design, but yeah, it's like fake. And I was always like, what's the point of this? But then like it like clicked when I saw this picture of Kim Kardashian. I was like, oh, they're doing the same thing. But in Kim's case, they're just starting with a real photo and then photoshopping it to shit. Whereas in the other one, they're just like, they just start from a drawing and then mock it up.
That's so crazy.
It is crazy. You should look up these pictures of Kim Kardashian. She looks... I'm like, who is this? This is not you. This is not your face.
Is she wearing some sort of, like, bodysuit that's metallic, like, got some silver detail on it?
The leather straps on it?
No. But I think all of her... I think a lot of her recent photos don't look like real... Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, that doesn't look like her. That looks like... Oh, my God, her nose.
Right?
Her nose is like that, so it's like the plastic surgery nose where it's like so long and thin.
Yeah.
And then it has like no nostril on the side.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to, I mean, she looks herself in some of these other photos as well. I'm thinking maybe it's just Photoshop, but it's just crazy the point that they do it to, because you can see Photoshop celebrities and like, I've seen them talk about it where they're like, oh, you see a photo of yourself in like a magazine and it doesn't even look like you. You're like, who the fuck is that? And that's like on like way more subtle ones than like the Kardashians and the Jenners do it. Yeah. You just be looking at like just alien. It just, anyway.
I mean, it's weird as well because, I mean, she's so iconic with her looks that it's like, why would you want her to not look like her? Do you know what I mean? Like...
But I don't even think she looks like how you think she looks.
I have no idea what I think she looks like, really.
I follow this Instagram page called Celeb Face, and they just they show like when celebrities have edited images. So like Getty Images, they'll like take pictures of celebrities, and then celebrities will repost them to their own Instagram.
Yeah.
But they'll edit them first, and so then they'll just show it like in like a GIF, like. It going from the Getty image to the one posted on the celebrity's Instagram, and they make their eyes bigger, their chins small, like it's like every single photo.
Whoa, that's
always
crazy.
Make their waist smaller, that's and like so rude. I'm talking models on like runways, like fucking not Gigi Hadid. Who am I thinking of? Anyway, like people like that, that'll be them on the runways, and they've got tiny waists, but they still make it like several inches smaller.
That's like, so rude.
It's every single photo. Every single photo. And they do it in, like, film clips, too. Like, there was one, it was, like, Nicki Minaj film clip. And you can see she's, like, sort of dancing. And there's, like, you can always tell when there's straight lines behind someone. Like, so, like, slats. I think it was, like, decking or something.
Yeah.
You can see that the lines, like, sort of warp. Where they've done it. And in Nicki Minaj's most recent film clip, even like in motion, I don't know why I thought that they didn't do it in videos, but you can tell her whole stomach is basically fake and like all the lines behind her are like completely warped because they're just moving in her waist like in the video.
That's so fucked. Because lots of people won't notice that and then they'll compare themselves to that and she's not even like that.
I never would have noticed it, but then someone says, look at it and you're like, oh my God, yeah, that's the most fake. That's like the fakest thing I've ever seen, but you don't notice. And so everyone just expects that they should just like, look like the, like, I never look that good when I take a photo of myself. And then I'm like, oh, that's because I'm not editing it to fucking shit.
Yeah, I didn't even realize people were using Facetune or whatever until.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even know. I just thought everybody just was just taking photos, maybe changing a filter. I didn't realize everybody was, like, editing out blemishes.
I've done that before.
Yeah, no, you told me about Facetune. I have no idea. I had no idea. I'm just aiming for perfect skin. One day.
I'm aiming for that too. I'm in a fucking rut at the moment. But anyway, let's not get into that. anyway, back to this date. What are they? Oh my God, what we were talking about is so much more interesting than this. she gets a rose. They have a pash. The kissing looks awkward to me. I think it looks gross. I don't like it. This kiss does not make me horny.
Nope.
She starts giggling halfway through the kiss and says that she's so nervous. Okay. She comes back to the house and the girls are upset. Monique says, yeah, they had a bit of a kiss. Sagand is not convinced. She doesn't think it sounds like it was a very romantic date. She's like, I don't know about this one. Obviously, Sagand, I would say, is the front runner at the moment in my mind. Would you agree?
I mean, no. I think they've spent zero time together so far, seemingly.
Sagand?
Oh, wait, no, sorry, Sagand. Yes, sorry.
You psycho. What are you talking about?
I don't know who I was thinking of, but yes, no. Sagand, at the moment, is the front runner. She got that first date. She had that first pash.
That's the one you want. That's the important one. I'll be very happy if she wins. Because she is a engineer and a beautiful woman of colour.
Yes.
But I did see in a promo that she, like, says to someone, she's like, nobody likes you, so I don't know. I might turn on Sagand.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's weird that I would turn on a nice woman who maybe says one thing that's mean, but if it's a girl who's a complete, absolute bitch from the start, I'm like, yes, go off, queen! Okay, so the group date. Matt says he's a romantic man. I don't know what that even means. Anyway, it's the photo shoot date. Hell yeah, one of the best dates. Every season of The Bachelor has it, and it's about leading ladies.
Yeah.
Famous love stories, whatever. Now, the first thing we see is, again, they do this every fucking year. They take whoever the bitch is, in quotation marks, and then they put them in a shitty outfit and then make them stand in the background while another woman gets put in a ball gown or, like, a really hot outfit. So they, because we have two bitches this season, and I like that they're coming together as well.
Yeah.
I feel like they're doing it for emotional support, not like how Kat and Romy were last season when they would just, like, join forces to bully people. They seem to just be leaning on each other because no one else likes them.
Yeah, so this was Rachel and Nicole who got...
Yes.
And seemingly they still, like, it's not like they were not in hot outfits. They still had short shorts on and stuff. They didn't get the Vanessa Sunshine treatment, who, by the way, worked it last year.
Well, I think Vanessa Sunshine had a better outfit, but I think they just knew, yeah. They probably, like, got baggy clothes and then, like, tied it all up at the back. That's what I think happened.
Yeah.
But they were dressed in, like, construction wear. And it turns out it's Snow White and they're playing the dwarfs.
But they're not, they're in, like, work gear.
So they're, like, Snow White's the one where they're, like, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they're, like, miners, not tradies. They were just as, like, tradies in clean gear. They had no pickaxes.
Anyway, they obviously have to stand in the background looking like shit. And then I can't even remember her name, but she is lying down as Snow White. And she's literally just lying there with her eyes closed.
Yeah, that was bad.
Very awkward. Cassandra says she's owning the sleeping look. So that's Cassandra, Vaco, and Abby, who are all standing together. That's my dream squad. I like those three. I think Abby is cool and funny. I think Vaco is cool and funny and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think Cassandra is the same height as me. Okay. So that's why I like them. I'd want to be friends with them all. But yeah, this photo shoot, the Snow White one, not so good.
No, that one, I was happy for that to be pushed away, as was I with Cassandra's Romeo and Juliet photo shoot, because that was boring as well.
Oh my God, that one made me feel so bad about myself, because I was watching it with Mark, and literally before it started, I was like, oh, I like Cassandra, because I feel like she's the same size as me. Immediately it's just all the girls, like, standing far away watching them and just roasting the shit out of her
for being short. Yeah, they did keep on saying, like, she's gonna have to get a ladder to be able to kiss him, he's gonna hurt his neck if he's gotta bend down to kiss her.
Yeah, she says Rachel goes, he looks cute but she looks like a little fucking kid. She's too small for him. It's a dad and daughter photo shoot. Someone said, are they kissing? And then someone else said, no, she can't reach. Those fucking monsters. I'm choosing to believe that they're just jealous of how cute and dainty she looks.
Yes.
And they don't, because I've never seen height. I've never seen being short as like an unattractive thing, no. Especially for a girl, because you're supposed to look all dainty and stuff. I'm not saying that like short guys are unattractive or anything. I know they cop a lot of shit and it shouldn't matter. But like, especially as a girl, it's never been something that I've been like, wah.
No, I didn't think it was an issue until this season of The Bachelor. Because there
it's
was
the first time.
There was all of that. And then there was that bit where when Nicole saw Monique for the first time and was like, she's my doppelganger. She's the same as me, except I'm way taller than her.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to be, to think that you're better than someone for.
Yeah.
My opinion, because I don't think taller people are better than me. That's just my opinion. Next up, Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Sagand is playing Cinderella. She's in a red dress, and they've made Mary and Emma the ugly stepsisters, which is brutal. Mary is like, I'm just going to fucking go for it. They're wearing like sort of homely clothes. She just unbuttons her shirt to the point where you can see her bra, which is like good for her. And then she says, Cinderella, make me a tea. Bye. Oh, she's funny. This is Mary, the one from... did you say Rio? Am I making that up?
Yeah, no, she's from Rio. She wore the
the one who says bitch a lot.
Big headdress at the start of the first
episode. Yes. So they're like making eye contact, but it seems to be too much eye contact. She doesn't seem to be blinking.
She has very wide, like she already has very big eyes. So for
wide
her
and
not
blinking eyes
could seem kind of scary.
So Matt says, I need some of those glasses that you use to look at the sun. So it's clearly a bit much. We see Rachel off in the corner saying that watching it was torture. And then they swap for a bit and Sagand gets to sit down and stare into Matt's eyes. And Matt says that he gets lost in her eyes. This is clearly a very tense moment. Yes. Sexually charged.
There's no way Matt doesn't have boners in like a lot of the scenes, like whenever they're smooching or things like that, there's no way he doesn't have boner.
Yeah. Didn't Nick come and say that last season that he had a semi like literally the entire time?
Jesus Christ, he's the worst.
I mean, good intel. None of the other bachelors are going to say that, are they?
Jesus Christ.
So that one goes all right. You know what's funny is they usually save the single photo shoot for last, but they clearly just re-edited it so that Cassandra wasn't last because it wasn't romantic.
Yeah.
Because they had no chemistry. And it wasn't because she was short, okay?
No.
It's just because she didn't know how to fucking work
it. It was because she was shy. Yeah, so then is the last one they do the Cleopatra photo shoot with Vacco and Abby?
So Vacco is dressed as Cleopatra, which might be the best I've ever seen anyone look in my entire life, I might say. She looks so beautiful.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Holy shit. Well, I mean, she's a good canvas. And then, when they're sort of sitting on the couch and Vacco and Matt are looking at each other and, like, just the way that, I mean... Modeling is a profession. Now I'm convinced that it's that skills are required, because the way that she like posed for the camera and just looked at the guy, I wish I could do that. I'm obsessed with Becco. Holy shit. Anyway, Abby was there too, and she's dressed as like a little like servant girl.
Yep.
And standing behind them and just like fanning them with like a big leaf or some shit. But then she sort of sneaks her way to the front of the couch and sort of makes her way, so she's the one who's, like, making intense eye contact with him. Vacco makes the funniest facial expression here. She's just like, what the fuck is going on? She's like, I feel like I'm in the middle of something. And it's just Abby and Matt just, like, full-on making the most full-on eye contact I've ever seen.
It was more intimate than, like, some sex can be.
Yeah. It was so horny. It was the horniest thing I've ever seen on primetime television. It made me
feel uncomfortable to
watch. Yeah, like we should have left the room.
Yeah, I was watching it just being like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that and it's not on Pornhub.
No, Pornhub, they don't put that much effort into the...
No, that is true.
Into the connection as this. This was something else. This was art, I have to say. And then Matt said... Even Matt himself said in a talking head, the sexual tension is palpable.
Mm-hmm.
He says, all I can think about right now is kissing Abby. And yeah, she looks like she's in pain. Like her clit is about to just like explode.
Okay. And Jesus Christ, Naomi.
That's what it looks like. She's like, I can't handle another minute of this. That's what her eyes are saying. Sorry, it's true. Anyway, they get back to the cocktail party afterwards, mm-hmm. and Osha is there.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, why wasn't there any one-on-one time during that date? Usually there's one-on-one time. But then there's a little thing. There's two of the girls did a great job of making Matt horny
mm-hmm.
on the photo shoot date, and they... And one of them will get to spend alone time with Matt, but the girls have to vote.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, obviously this is going to be Sagand and Abby. And my God, I was correct.
Yes. It was never going to be Cassandra.
No, poor Cassandra. So the girls have to vote and they're trying to decide who would you vote for?
I mean, yeah, I probably would have voted Abby as well just because... Sagand has already had a single date and there is a connection forming there. So, yeah, I probably would have voted Abby as well. Because do you remember last year, who was it? Was it Dasha who they had like heaps of sexual chemistry between her and Nick and then they went on the date and it was just awkward?
I think you'll find that was every woman that Nick Cummins went on a date with. But... yeah, I see what you're saying. But I thought it was like, I was like, you know Sagand is gonna, like, she's already got her foot in the door. Wouldn't you rather, I don't know, it's hard. Part of me was wouldn't you rather him just not...
Keep than get another foot in the door. Well, because, no.
Exactly.
No, because if you get, if you give... Because if you give Sagand this date, then you know that he's gonna have to pick another person for a single date soon and he's gonna pick Abby. So get Abby's single one-on-one date. It's shorter out of the way. Then guess what? More space for you.
Yeah. To
potentially get picked.
But I do think he's probably gonna pick her for another single date.
You reckon?
Anyway, they did vote for Abby. Abby said at one point she's like, no, I won't kiss him.
Yeah.
But we don't see the full context for that. So I'm not willing to...
Yeah, they should have shown a picture of, like, a video of Abby saying, no, I won't kiss him, and then a zoom into her hand, which is behind her back with her fingers crossed.
I think... someone later was like, Abby said she wouldn't kiss him at a cocktail party. I maintain that they are not at the cocktail party.
No, they're in the orchard.
They have their alone time. They're in an orchard.
Orchard.
And... I think what I don't think it's cool to kiss when other people can see, but no one even had a chance of seeing or stumbling across them kissing. So I think it's fine. I think it's chill. And it's like, oh, are you mad that it's happening when you're like in the vicinity? Because like he's kissing all these girls anyway. I don't know. It's like, get over it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they basically spend the whole time making out.
Yeah, there's no way he doesn't have a boner, and he is babbling when they are talking.
He is so flustered. He's like a little schoolboy. He's wearing glasses, which I think suit him very well.
Yeah, those
I'm very
good.
Into Matt with glasses.
And they put Abby in the sexiest dress imaginable.
Oh my God, she's so sexy.
You put her in a red cowl neck dress that's all made out of silk and slippery.
Yeah, come on.
Sexy.
What are you know what you're doing.
You put her in that slippery, sexy dress.
So they start making out and then he's like, oh, I smudged my glasses. They clean his glasses off and then they start making out again and it just does this back and forth.
Yeah,
this
has to clean lipstick off his face.
Yeah, she's like, whoops. And you cut back to the girls talking about how, oh, well... you know, I bet the conversation's going to be a bit awkward because, you know, they can't just, like, make sexual eyes at each other this time. They have to actually see if they get along, and I reckon they won't, and then just cut back to them just fucking going for it, man. Oh, it's so good. So they have their makeout session, and she comes back with a rose, and her lips, she was wearing red lipstick, and it's gone. It's completely gone.
Yeah.
And they are all devastated. I'm like, just, you didn't see it. I don't understand how it's any different from the other things. Whatever. Get over it. He's dating multiple women. If you're going to get mad at someone, get mad at him. Don't, like, act like if you were the one who got alone time in the orchard and he leaned in for a kiss, you would lean back and be like, no, it's not respectful to the other girls.
Yeah.
You're lying to yourself if you think that. Especially if you were that horny as well. Yeah. Again, the woman was in pain.
Yeah, they're sharing bedrooms too, aren't they? So it's, you probably can't, like, you know,
have a I'm one sure out. You'd find some time. I mean, you're not, like, you're literally not doing anything all day. You don't even have the internet. So I'm sure you could just be like, I'm going to go have a nap.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I'd do it in the bedroom where people could just walk in and out. I'd probably have to go to the bathroom or something and lie on the floor.
Damn, if we ever get a bachelorette on this podcast, this is the first question we're going to ask.
Where did you mess?
You just do it in your bed, man. And then if someone comes in, you just pretend you're asleep. Just have the blanket over you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Anyway, write in. Where would you jack off if you were in the Bachelor Mansion?
Probably.
Honestly, I reckon everyone would be exercising all day. You could easily slink away to the bedroom.
Yeah, that's true.
And Abby needs to at this point. It's a medical condition, I think.
Yeah, she needs to go to the doctor.
She's hysterical. She needs to get sorted out. So Ellie seems to be the only one who's okay. Who seems maybe she's okay with what's happened with Abby. She seems, like, chill about it. But maybe she's not. You know, they always, like, show someone being like, yeah, I'm okay with it. Good for her. They did this with Nicole. They're like, good for her. And then they just linger on the shot until their facial expression changes.
Yeah.
I feel like that easily could have been Ellie here as well, but they cut away because Ellie's supposed to be the good, nice girl.
Yeah, the sweet girl.
Never has a problem with anyone.
Yeah, she's got the face for it too.
Yeah. And I honestly think that, like, there's no, like, that doesn't mean that she's not nice, but I also think it's, like, everyone's going to be insecure. It's literally you're competing for a man's attention, which is, like, the worst situation to put yourself in. So it makes sense that Nicole is saying that she's happy for someone, but maybe her face cracks a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe she doesn't actually mean it. Like, get over it. Anyway. So she, yeah, Mary and Vacco are like, well, fuck, that backfired. They're like, oh, fuck. And we go to the rose ceremony. Abby has had a chance to reapply her lipstick. So
yeah,
she finally looks herself again. Now, and then
I don't know what? About you, but I was very surprised by the fact that Isabel, who we've never seen before, went home. That right? shocked me. I was shocked that somebody who we'd spent zero time with on camera had been sent home.
I swear, I was like, I've never seen her before in my life, apart from she was the lying down Snow White. And Mark was like, I've seen her heaps.
What?
And I was like, no, you fucking haven't. You're a liar, and I think you just can't tell all these blonde women apart.
Yeah. There's absolutely no way. I'd never seen that woman before in my life. And I was like, who the fuck is this lady? Of course she went home. And also, I feel so sorry for that lady because she's given up like 4 weeks of her life to go do this thing. And she got 1 second of screen time where everybody in the country went, who the fuck is that?
Hey, that's not true. She got to have a little nap.
Yeah, but nobody's cool. Recognizing anybody from a side-on profile thing where their eyes are shut.
No, she's doomed.
If I saw you side-on with your eyes shut, I wouldn't recognize you.
That is, that hurts my feelings a little bit as close friends who've been doing a podcast for a year.
I've never seen you side-on with your eyes shut. I'm just saying.
Well, check this out.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would just be like, yeah, that's a brown-haired white lady.
That is so insulting.
It could be Naomi, but I can't confirm.
Happy 50th episode, by the way. Were we supposed to do something big for this? It's our 50th episode.
Woo, we did it. We got there. We continued to the point where we did 50 episodes, and we even continued when it was hard, like when I've been away. And when,
well, been... I mean, we've taken a couple of breaks.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, everybody needs a break. You know?
So, yeah, Isabel leaves. Who knows what's going to happen next week? They start talking about, I was pissed off because at the start of this week is when they started talking about, like, oh, the drama of the walkout starts this Wednesday. But then, like, the walkout didn't happen. You can't. No, like, the drama did not start. There was no fucking drama on Wednesday's episode. But I think something happens in the next episode. There seems to be a fight between Monique and Abby.
Yes.
Or something. Is that it? Like, Monique says something and Abby says Monique was lying.
Yeah, it looks like Abby might have maybe... Because it seems like the girls maybe have been bullying Abby since she went on the kissing spree in the orchard.
Spree.
And I think...
it really was a spree.
It was a spree. Yeah, and so I think maybe she's getting bullied a bit, and so she goes to tell Matt that she's been bullied a bit, and then maybe Monique just denies it or something.
Right. Oh, so Monique says Abby's lying.
Yeah, I think that's...
Okay.
What I got. I think that's where I've read into, but also I was sort of half aware of what was happening because I was also obsessed with the cat that's in this house, holding her like a little baby.
Even though it was killing you.
I mean, not this cat. This cat, the antihistamines work for. It's just the other cat that's at Jono's mum's house. I think that's the one that set me on an airway closing Nelly death situation. But Cookie, she's here.
Please don't suffocate to death.
She's a sweet angel.
All right, well, I'm Team Abby. I'm calling it right now. I really like Abby. I think she seems, like, funny and that she actually has a personality and would be good to have a conversation with.
Yes, I like her as well. She seems fun.
So, that's this week. Do you have any other comments, Danielle?
No, everybody, you should take down BuzzFeed for not tagging Naomi. I mean, sorry, the Batch Bitch account in that, because that was Naomi's hard work and they just put it up there for thousands of likes without quoting her. So the reason we found out is because my friend sent me a screenshot of it.
Yeah. What the hell?
And Buzz I didn't feed? Even see the screenshot at first because I had terrible reception. So I was like, what's that? And then they were like, oh, BuzzFeed posted a thing. And I was like, oh, cool. But I thought they must have tagged us or linked it. And then when I saw it, I was like, how dare they?
You know, that is the nature of online. People just take your shit. And that's fine.
Yep.
Apparently. Anyway, tag us next time, you cunts. So we have one review.
Thank God.
Oh, you made it through this week. Again, if there are no new reviews for a week's episode, I will scream.
And we will quit the pod.
We will quit the pod. You will never find out who wins The Bachelor.
No.
Is that what you want? That will be bad for everyone. This is by The Ness. Venice, bad on osmosis. 5 stars. This is great. I just binge listened at work the maths eps. Bad, I couldn't stop swearing at people, which I don't do. And then I swore in patients' progress notes. The podcast made me feel powerful, but I probs don't sound as cool when I swear as these guys do and might get fired if I don't rein it in. We'll continue to listen on weekends or driving home from the gym. Thanks, bitches. I'm so sorry that that's happening to you. I'm sure you do sound very cool, though.
Yeah. Nobody doesn't sound cool when they're saying fucking cunt, dog, bitch.
Exactly. Danielle and I, we got into a fight.
As per usual.
A huge fight because someone messaged in. Maybe I said this last week that Rachel clearly calls... I think it's Rachel calls Matt dog, and I thought it was dog shit, but now someone messaged in and they think that she calls him a dog cunt. And I was saying that I thought dog cunt's funnier.
I think dog shit is funny because it makes no sense. It's funnier to call somebody a dog shit than a dog cunt. Because a dog cunt's like, yeah, a dog cunt is a term. A dog shit is just shit. It's just a dog shit. That's funny.
I didn't know it was a dog shit. I thought it was just your dog shit.
Oh, okay. You still, know? I don't know. There's something funnier about it. I think dog cunt is overused. I think calling somebody dog shit is underutilized and funnier.
Well, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. And
we're going to do a poll.
I'm glad that you're in Tasmania because if I had to see you down the street, I don't know what I'd do, to be honest, in the current state that I'm in. So, guys, make sure to leave us a review. Tell us what you like, what you want more of or less, but in a nice way. Don't criticize us in any way, shape or form, or we will quit the pod.
Yeah, we'll destroy you. Sorry.
Danielle.
Yes.
We have a song from Kevin MacLeod's website in Compotech. For this week, I believe.
The song... sorry. This week, the song is called Grim Idol. This piece gets a lot of its crazy from the exposed dissonances. So before you start going on and on about wrong notes, they are there for a reason. I'm almost sure of it. They really sound quite intentional. Why else would I write something like that? Totally done with forethought. Yup. 100% on purpose. Anyway, so it sounds like Kevin MacLeod made a terrible song there that we've sung over for you.
That he cannot even justify to himself.
Nope.
Thank you so much, Kevin MacLeod. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Twitter where you can see tweets firsthand that will then be screenshotted by BuzzFeed. So you want to get in on the ground floor of those tweets, yep, for sure.
Be cool and up to date.
Yep, and then, we're on Facebook too, where I share some random shit, such as complaints about BuzzFeed, screenshotting tweets, and then we're also on Instagram, where sometimes we do Instagram stories, and we like to have a bit of fun on there, I have to say.
Yeah, we love it.
When I go over the top and I laugh in, like, a dorky way... and you just respond like I'm being normal. That fucks it, Danielle. And I sound like a complete psycho.
Sorry, no, I
don't care if
it.
You're having trouble breathing.
I do love it.
Can you put some effort in?
Sorry, I love it. I do love it. You're very good at the technology and all the mediums of social media.
Oh, God. All right. I guess we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. We love you.
We love you.
Bye. Bye. Batch, batch, bitch.
Batch, batch,
batch,
bitch.
Batch, 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 bitch. Batch, 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 batch,
batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch,
batch, batch,
batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch, batch,
batch,
batch,
batch,
batch,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.